Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and good evening, everyone. We are live with TNT Talk to the Twins, and we have Angeline.
Yes, you're so loud I couldn't hear myself think.
Okay, can you announce yourself?
Yes, you do your thing, you're doing it. This is Angeline.
So anyway, I have had the opportunity to have some male friends. And it started out really nice in the beginning.
You so loud.
And I apologize. I want to make sure they hear me loud and clear.
They can hear you.
Then it changed to something, you know, that was so unexpected. And, you know, it was just, you know, uncomfortable. But I do believe at a certain age and a mindset that you can be friends with the opposite sex. But you have to be a really, really strong, strong person to do that. Let's ask the caller. Go ahead.
All right. Okay, hold me. Ooh. Wait. Good afternoon. P&P Talk to the Twins. Is this a caller that has a question or some opinion? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, they're tuning in. Okay, keep tuning, keep tuning. Anywho, no, I don't think men and women should be platonic friends. That I think they can be friends. Okay, I may sound double-sided, but as a friendship, it has to have boundaries. Boundaries. Yes. I don't believe in friendships that you constantly texting on the phone, you're constantly talking on the phone, you're constantly hanging out together, because it leads to something more than just friendship, okay?
Okay.
That's my opinion. That's what I think.
Yes, that's Angeline. Well, yeah, because like I said, it has to be boundaries. You have to be mature. You have to be strong. And knowing that this friendship is just purely a friendship. Because sometimes, you know, emotions can run high because, you know, you have friends that you can speak to. And if you can't speak to your spouse or your significant other about what you're going through and you feel you can speak to your friend of the opposite sex more than you can your spouse, now, I think that is kind of a touchy type of subject there because, you know, you should be able to have an open relationship with your spouse that you can have open dialogue and speak with them. But if you find it easier to speak with someone else other than your spouse, I think you have crossed the boundary on that.
Oh, yeah, something's wrong in that relationship. That's my opinion here, Angel Wing. And I feel like if you cannot be friends with your spouse, but you can be friends with this other person, may it be female or male, is something wrong. You've got to learn to balance the two. My husband is my best compadre. He's my boo. My compadre. Did you hear that? We can laugh at things, and, you know, it takes time to get to that level. But, you know, I noticed this when I thought back so many years ago when we first met, how we enjoyed each other's company. And I think with relationships, you lose that because you become absorbed and consumed with the bills, the children, the job, the, you know, this, that, and the other, you know, the baseball team, and trying to make things work that you forget about the relationship. So it's so easy for someone to sneak in from the side door. There's a crack. If you have one little crack, that snake will slide through that crack. And I think, too, for men, this is just my opinion, I think some men know what they're doing. They know to give that attention to a woman that isn't getting the attention from her husband because he's too busy working. You see what I'm saying? And then tell me I'm doing something good. Because, you know, you want your spouse or your significant other to compliment you. You have to find that time to say, you did a great job on that meal, babe, or you're doing so good. You're looking great. You know, you have to notice who you're with, because that's what friends are for. Let me know if my wig is shifted to the left and supposed to be shifted to the right. Don't let nobody.
Yeah, I gotta be a wig. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, wig, whatever. You know, I'm just saying, if your tie is too tight, let me know. Don't let nobody, some other one, be shifting your, oh, excuse me, man, you're tired. No. That's out of line. So there are boundaries that must be put in place before you can really have a friendship with the opposite sex. I just don't know.
I see. But you had a mouthful to say there, Angeline.
Yes, but I do.
I feel you. And like I said, it has to be a boundary set. You know, now if you came into, like, say for instance, as an adult now, but you had a friend from high school and you've been friends with the opposite sex for a long time,
mm-hmm.
you know, how do you see that? Is that different from versus you meeting someone now at this age, you're married, and then he meets a friend or you meet a friend and you call yourself best buddies versus meeting someone during high school? Because we have a lot of guy friends from high school. You know, we have, you know, Mr. Charlie. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And from elementary school. So can we still be friends with our old friends from high school?
No. I would say at a distance.
Uh-huh.
Keep the boundary. Still keep the boundary. Because you never know. Because that old friend may be coming and say, you know what? I always wanted to be your man. Or something. Oh, I always wanted to be your girl. I saw more to you than what, you know, and you'd be thinking, oh, okay, that was a friend, you know. But, yeah, before we go any further, we're going to play a little bit of Dave Tom. We're going to play some Home, and we're going to take a moment to think about that.
Oh, okay. So,
I can't wait to come home.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play now.
I already know why. I mean, it's more than that, but you know why, though. Yeah. I ain't even got to say no more. I know I'm on my way, though. Get ready.
Early in the morning when I'm standing at attention, I'm missing your attention and the smell of your love. So perfected, it's leaving me with no question that this is where I wanna be. To put it in perspective, I've given up the quest now.
I can't wait to come home.
Even though it's first thing smoking, baby,
oh,
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
honey. Yeah.
That song was right on point. But you know what? Back to the topic, I had read a review in Scientific American. So if anyone wants to Google it and go check it out, and the topic was, can men and women, you know, be platonic friends? Is it possible? Well, based on studies, this is scientific studies.
Mm-hmm.
They say the results suggest a large gender difference in how men and women experience opposite sex friendships. So men were much more attracted to their female friends than vice versa. Bingo! Is that not what I said?
Bam, boom, boom, bam, boom.
There you go.
There you go.
Now, this is a scientific study that has been done across the world that men tend to get attracted to the female, but the female don't get attracted to them. So, because I know me, for instance, if you say, you know, this is what it is in the beginning and we both agree, and then
right.
you try to take it to the next level, I'm already stuck there because I've already guarded my heart and my mind and has it set to, we're just going to be friends or this is just business, blah, 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 blah. But now if we come into agreement, you know, maybe let's take this further, then I'm going to look at it as courtship. But if you in the beginning tell me that this is just business or friendship, then that's what we're going to keep it as. So it states that men do get attracted to the opposite sex. So it has to be a strong man that can control his emotions and body parts.
In order
not to take it to the next level. And I know there's some people out there saying, no, but I'm telling you, I'm looking at the facts and the studies that majority, I'm not saying all men, but majority get to the opposite sex. Yes, and they get, clearly they get a misguided belief. In fact, men's estimates of how attractive they were to the female friends, wow. And it's nothing to, you know, basically what she looks like. Necessarily, it's when they get to know that person and they become friends.
Yeah.
And then there's a romantic attraction to that female.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I wish we had a man on here that could please his face. But, you know, I feel like, too, when you set the tone and you put yourself in that friend zone. Now, we can go to the friend zone thing. And women can kind of keep a man in the friend zone, especially if they start out that way. If they are leading you to believe that we are just friends, I think a woman could kind of, but, yo, hey, you can't, look, what does, you can't trust them? What? So you never know. So, yo, if you don't know what, yo, like I said, I'm talking out two sides of my mouth right now. Blah, 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 blah. So, yo, it's all in how you dictate the relationship from the beginning. But if you start seeing somebody getting too close, oh, let's go to lunch. Let's do this. No.
I won't remember, for real. But.
Oh, you hater. We have a caller. Let's see if this caller is going to speak with us or if they're just tuning in. Hold on.
Oh, it don't matter. Let's have it.
All right. Hello. Just talk to the twins. They're listening in to us. Well, they like to hear us talk, and that's all right.
Yes, but let's go back. Let me read some more of this scientific information, and let's not go based on just all that you've experienced.
What? Come on with it. No, I got knowledge, baby. Don't go there. Go ahead, bird.
Okay.
You're a bird now.
They also say men were also more willing to act on this mistakenly perceived mutual. Uh-oh, hold on.
Can you get it right?
Mutual attraction. Both men and women were equally attracted to romantically involved opposite sex friends and those who were single. Hot friends, not friends. Regardless of their relationship status. However, men and women differed in the extent to which they saw attached friends as potential romantic partners. Although men were equally asked or likely to desire romantic dates with taken friends, meaning the taken friends already with somebody. These men, they want a romantic date with someone that's already with somebody. I'm trying to tell you, honey. Don't take it.
Yeah.
Personal.
Friends, as well, single ones. Women were sensitive to their male friends, relationship status, and uninterested in pursuing those who were already involved with someone. So in the scientific study on Scientific American, they were saying that the man, your male friend, was more likely to want to take you on a romantic date, even if you're with someone, versus a female wanting to, you know, do that. Because she is, because she's like, I understand you have a wife, I understand you have a significant other. I don't want to go there.
I don't know. About
some of these women can be pretty attractive. So I don't know where they took this study at, but I'm going to tell you now.
Let's do a new.
It's some women that will say, I don't care who you're dating or who you're married to, take me on a romantic date.
You got that right, girlfriend.
Yeah. But you know, based on studies, right. But based on studies, again, they're saying it's more likely that the man will get attracted to the female. And I'm not talking on something I heard about. I'm talking on something I know about. Because I think
about it. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think, too, for you know, the female part of the situation is if that, I feel like if a man keeps pressing, if she doesn't cut it off, so we can't put all the blame on the man, okay? Yes. Hello, fellas, I'm speaking for you. But if that male keeps pressing, and that woman, there's a weakness. We all have a weakness, desire to feel wanted, to feel loved, to feel appreciated, honey. Appreciation goes far. Then you may be submitted to doing something you should not do. So both parties have to have those, like I said, you got to have those boundaries. And, you know, if someone's telling you, oh, you're good at this and you're great at that and you're awesome and you look great, and you know, of course, you know, eventually it may lead to something that you don't want it to lead to. So you have to set the tone. And then as far as the men, when they, from jump, if they say we just buddies, we down like four flats, boom. You know, it kind of puts you in the friend zone. So, you know, it's an iffy situation.
Right. And so, you know, with these results, you know, they're just suggesting that men, relative to women, have a particularly hard time being just friends. So it's saying based on the stats, we're not saying this, we're looking at the stats here. You didn't hear from Toxic Twins.
You heard from Rabbit Beneath.
Yeah, it said that these results suggest that men, relative to women, have a particularly hard time being just friends. And I believe that. Excuse me. But what makes these results particularly interesting is that they were found within particular friendships. Remember, each participant was only asked about the specific platonic friend with whom they entered the lab. So, you know what? It could be you might have chemistry with one guy friend, but the next one you don't, or vice versa. You may have chemistry with one female friend, and you don't with the other. So, you know what? So you can be friends, but it might be that certain one that sparks something in you. So what I suggest is stay prayed up so that you won't cross the boundary and go to the other side. Yes, you have to know, you know, you have to be very strong in your mind, and you have to be focused on your relationship and understanding that this person is in a relationship.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, it's not a confirmation of stereotypes about sex-hungry males and naive females. We're not calling men sex-hungry. We're not calling females naive, although it's out here. But anyway, that's another story. Yeah, it's just direct proof that two people can experience this, the exact same relationship in radically different ways. Men seem to merit opportunities for romance, you know, in platonic opposite sex friendships, and the women in these friendships, however, seem to have a completely different orientation, one that is actually platonic. So they're saying women can stay platonic more than men, but like I said, I don't know if you put that chemistry. Because I know as a single woman myself, if I have chemistry with someone, whether, you know, if they're in a relationship, you know, I know how to cut that off. I don't even go around them. My mom's talking about, watch my man. Yeah, but I mean, if two single people, if you have a chemical, you know, attraction, you know, you have that chemistry,
and you with that person and you know it, get out of it. Get out, because if you know that person is with someone, you know, because I have come across some very nice gentlemen that, you know, like, whoa, you know, if I had met you 10 years ago, it probably would have been some
fake shame on me.
Yes, shame on me. No, this is the truth. I'm talking for real talk, real women talk here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said shame on them for thinking that.
Shame on who? What? Never mind. But anyway, you know, you have, like I said, you have to be strong. You have to stay prayed up because, you know, you could fall in that trap. You don't want to hurt anyone. You don't want to hurt your friends. You don't want to hurt yourself, because you could get into that relationship that you think is supposed to be there and then just lose a friend. I'd rather have a friend, keep a good friend, than to go across that boundary and have their woman mad at me, you know, their mama, everybody mad, you know. So you got to be very careful and very strong-minded in order to have a friendship of the opposite sex when they are in a relationship. That's what it boils down to.
And you know, it takes a strong person and a good friend. I mean, if you want to be a good friend, just be a friend, okay? Be a friend. And then, you know, in a relationship like that too, you need to have that person. If it's a female friend with a male friend and the male is married, they need to be friends with their wife. I feel like husbands and wives need to have the same friends to a degree. You know, you may have friends you want to go do different things with, but in order to keep that relationship pretty much solid, you guys, it just changes the game when you are in a relationship, whether you're just dating, engaged, married, whatever. If you're in a relationship and you want a monogamous relationship, then, you know, you're going to have to be careful with those outside friends. Because a lot of them ain't just friends. They waiting to get you. They want you.
They on the prowl, honey.
They on the prowl. They just taking their time.
They prowling. Yeah, they on the prowl. Watch out for the prowlers. But anyway, before we go to a close, we have had so much fun on this show. Remember everything we talk about. You know, we're just coming from the heart. We're being real about it. So, you know, take it for what it is. You know, everybody has their opinion and everything. But like I said, I went from the scientific study based on that. And also based on what I've experienced as well. So we have had so much fun. We thank our sponsors for sponsoring our show today. We thank our listeners for listening in. And we thank God above, first and foremost, for
the biggest sponsor.
So we're just excited about 2016, and we hope that you tune in on Thursday to reignite your passion on PNP Talk to the Twins.
Yes, and we'll have a special guest, and so, you know, just stay tuned in. Keep looking for us. We're all over. Follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook, PNP Talk to the Twins Show, and you know we are the most wonderful Twice Twins, victorious Twice Twins 2, and Twice Victorious Twins on our page. We're always posting. We're always positive. We're always loving on y'all. So love on us and support, and just be here.
You're listening to Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, we're going to close out. We want to let you know that we love you, we thank you, and next time, tune in Thursday, 6:30 p.m., the PNP Talk to the Twins, reignite your passion. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's
stay
right.
Positive. Yes, and stay prayed up. This is Butterfly.
And Angel, I ain't got no time. She took it off. Peace out.